Thank you for patiently holding for me. My name is Kayla. I'm a supervisor here at Customer Support. To whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Kayla, my name is Pauline Quirin.
Okay, Ms. Pauline, thank you for that. I'm just going to pull up the account that was sent over with your call real quick so that I can better assist you. Okay. And can I ask that you verify the address on the account just for security purposes, please?
2723 Sedalia Circle, Lincoln, Nebraska, 68516.
Thank you for that. So let me just get into the account here. It's just loading up. And I do appreciate your patience. Okay, so yes, ma'am, I do have the account fully loaded now. This is for the Factory Direct Savings Store membership. I show that the account was canceled, and it looks like there's an active dispute on the charge for the 6732.
There's no active dispute. My credit card company says because I knew that there was charges that they will not file a dispute.
Okay, so it looks as though that there was a representative that you spoke with on the 13th who canceled the account and informed that customer that you did file a fraud claim with your financial institution. You were informed
to
call
back. I tried to, and they wouldn't accept it because I had knowledge that you were going to charge me each month, which I did not, but because it was in your fine print, they will not file a dispute.
Okay. Well, I understand. However, in order for us to refund anything that's listed on this account, we do have to hear them say that there is no active dispute, being that you did mention it previously to another agent that there was. I understand he said that they won't do it, but we still need them on the line to verify that there is no active dispute before we can process a refund.
It's Chase Credit Card Company, and they won't even bother to call. Is there another alternative way to get around this?
Well, we would be more than happy to help you with the credit. We would just, I would suggest to speak with someone in the disputes department there at your card company and see if they can perhaps contact us.
I talked to them this morning. $70 is hardly worth my time right now. It's more a principle, and I just am wondering if there's another way around this.
Right. Well, unless we can have them on the line to verify there is no active dispute, there's not much that we can do here.
What I don't understand is I'm the one that said that I was going to file a dispute, and now I'm saying I'm not. So why can that not be recorrected?
Because in order for us to, once you take any type of issue as far as with the charge to your card company, then that takes it away from our company to be able to further assist with the credit. Per our terms and conditions, it's stated there if you file a dispute or if the account goes into a chargeback status that we can no longer assist with refunding. So we would have to have them on the line to verify there is no dispute before we can tamper with the charge, because if it goes into chargeback, that goes against our terms and conditions policy. We can't do that.
Okay. So they're going to call, they're supposed to call and have you call them back?
No,
and
ma'am.
They're not going to, is there a certain number they need to call?
No, just the same number you called in and spoke with us today on is fine. I can leave a notation on the account just confirming that when you do call back, we can go ahead and honor a refund, but we have to have them on the line to verify. And the reason why we can't stay on the line for you to have, to initiate the call is because you have to verify personal information that we do not need to be on the line to hear. So,
Kayla, this is the third time I called. I have called three times and left my phone number to call back because I keep getting put on hold. And you expect my credit card company to do the same thing?
Well, that's why you would speak with someone in your disputes department. Typically, no one at the
front office. And you
would
expect them to do the same thing, to call you and have you call them back, which might be today, which might be tomorrow. It might not be at all. It might be 5 hours from now. that there has got to be an alternative way to handle this without having to involve somebody who's not involved in it.
Well, because it was mentioned that they were, we have to verify that they are not. So there's not anything else that we can tell you to do differently other than have them contact us to verify that.
and write some very bad reviews about your company, I am more than happy to do that, because
okay.
this
if
is
you
ridiculous.
Feel that you need to do that, then that's completely your
Can you tell me
decision.
Where, when I signed up, it would have shown me that I was going to be charged monthly for this lovely service that I didn't want? Who wants consumer direct savings when most of it is junk and I don't need it? I'm trying to downsize, not add stuff to my house. I didn't sign up for consumer direct savings. I signed up for free Ninja Foodie cookware. I don't understand why I ended up getting charged this when I didn't sign up for that.
Yes,
and nowhere
I understand.
On the Ninja Foodie cookware does it say your customer product information and contest terms and conditions. Nowhere on there does it say that, until I went to my credit card when it got it and found your number and found your name, because it doesn't even give me your name on this Ninja Foodie thing. Contact us. And it still doesn't give me, until I go to support at tech, you know, it doesn't give me any information until I start really digging why I'm getting charged this.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Well, I can provide you with the website for you to go back and verify where the information explains that you would be in the membership for the factory direct savings store, if you'd like.
And where is that website at?
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be primaryintentsavings.com.
And that does not say that anywhere when I signed up for
that link should take you directly to the cookware set contest entry. Right there below there, there's an option that says terms and conditions. When you click on the terms and conditions, it says, as an additional welcome bonus, we will be sending you a $125 gift card to the Best Consumer Gadget Club on the web. By being a member, you will receive it every month, and you will have access to the direct factory savings store until you call in to cancel. It lists as our phone number, and it tells you the amount that you would be charged that month. So we would be glad to help you, Ms. Pauline, and as far as with their credit. We do need your financial institution to return the phone call informing us that there is no dispute that's been filed in order for that to happen.
And that's at 855-859-9626, correct?
That's correct.
Because the first number that I have that says contact us is 844-407-0030, and that number doesn't work.
I'm not sure where even you got that phone number from, Ms. Pauline.
It's on contact us on the bottom of your form when I continued for signing up for my foodware.
Perhaps it's a recycled phone number that they need to update. I'm not sure.
Because it says, please do not hesitate to contact our professional service, customer service representative toll free. And it
yes,
doesn't
ma'am.
Connect you to anybody.
I'm not sure if that's a recycled phone number or what, Ms. Pauline. But the number you did just tell me is a good, valid number. Is there anything else that I could help you with on the account today?
No, I'll be more than happy to write a review. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.